Time once again for the Rural Intelligence Report. Well into the summer season now with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. You'll also find a great chronological calendar of coming events right there on the homepage. Also, what's coming up, what's been going on, and all that information and more. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Good morning, Marshall. And if we can't find something for someone to do this week, I will be really disappointed. We are all around the region with all types of events, everything from wild new festivals to jazz to music to dance. It's really fabulous at the moment.
All right. Well, we will start off with a couple of interviews that I've done already with the folks from Simon's Rock in Great Barrington, and that is Daniel's Arts Party. And that art party runs June 12th, actually through July 1st.
Yes, I had to mention that because, of course, Rural Intelligence has also written a story about this week, because we actually know Ken Rote, the choreographer, director, writer, performer, who has been drafted in by Simon's Rock to run this, well, they call it the Daniel's Art Party, or they call it DAP, actually, for short. It's a new festival. It's in the college's Daniel Arts Center. There are going to be seven separate events over the period of the time. The tickets are incredibly modestly priced, so you can, with a $50 price, you can have it all, but you can buy individual tickets. And Ken Rote will be known to a lot of our listeners as well, because 10 years ago, he really wowed the crowds at the Bard Summerscape's Spiegel tent, because he created this amazing alt cabaret series with a whole series of top tier performers. Anyway, you can check it out more and the full DAP festival in this week's Rural Intelligence story. So do go to Rural Intelligence to find it. And of course, then there's the link to their website with all the events as well. So that's good. It sounds like it's going to be really wild.
On June 13th in Stockbridge, Drink Pink on the Porch pop-up.
Yeah, I spotted this and I thought, you know, a lot of people have guests around at this time of the summer. And you want to take them out and ride around and show them the sights. And you're likely to end up at Stockbridge at some stage, because Stockbridge is sort of an iconic little town. And then I spotted, well, the Red Lion Inn on Wednesday, June the 13th. Starting at 4:30 in the afternoon, running till sort of early evening, is having this little Drink Pink on the Porch pop-up. And essentially, they've done this before. The sommeliers at the Red Lion Inn, Dan Thomas and Tim Eustace, will set up a little informal free tasting of rosés from all around the world. And then if you can sit on the porch and enjoy the weather, enjoy Stockbridge and check it out, and you can enjoy a glass of wine on a beautiful evening. So something to think about on Wednesday, June the 13th.
The 14th through the 17th, the Berkshire Getaway Jazz Weekend, the 7th annual one.
Yep, another big festival. And this is, as you said, this is the 7th annual jazz weekend in the Berkshires, and it's all in Lee. It's featuring a whole centennial birthday salute to Leonard Bernstein. The headliner acts include the Frank Vignola Trio, the Jeff Holmes Big Band with the vocalist, some of us will know, Dawning Holmes. The other highlights include Andy Kelly's Jazz Ambassadors. There's the Al Fresco food vendors who come from all around the region to supply food for everyone. They're also arranged a big display of vintage automobiles and cars. So that will be quite interesting as well. So the lovely thing is that the Jazz Festival, or they call it the Berkshire Gateway Jazz Weekend, is really expanding and getting bigger as it has developed. So that's really good news.
All right. On the 14th in Lenox, a novel night out.
Yeah. I had to laugh when I saw this Lenox Library fundraiser and how they'd punned their way through it. So you get to, it includes a reed carpet instead of the red carpet. They have professional literacy photographers as opposed to paparazzi. It's all catered by Cranwell. They have a whole series of cocktails TALES by Spirited. There's going to be dancing to DJ BFG. There's a censorship room, photo booth as well. All sorts of other events. If you want to support a local library and help fund it, then this is one to go to on Thursday, June the 14th. All starts at 5:30 in the evening.
Also on the 14th, let's go to Hudson, Basilica Hudson.
Yes, we've been in the Berkshires for the last few events. Let's get down to Columbia County. Basilica Hudson is launching a non-fiction screening series, which looks absolutely fascinating. It's kicking off with a reception for the filmmaker Dan McCabe. And then after that, it's followed by a screening of his film about, I guess, Africa's longest running conflict, which we don't really hear about very much, but is really significant. It's called This is Congo. And this is interesting for two particular reasons. One is it's a hometown screening for Dan, who is a Hudson resident. And the other great thing for attendees is that this screening will take place 2 weeks before the film's official theatrical release nationwide. So we have a real chance in the area to see something before it gets released nationally. There's going to be food and drink available for purchase throughout the evening, and that's going to be supplied by Kingston Restaurant, and there's going to be a food truck from Duo. And after the screening, there's going to be music and dancing as well. So great fun. It starts at 6 o'clock at Basilica Hudson on Thursday, June the 14th.
On the 14th, Simon Winchester continues his tri-state tour. This time he'll be at the White Hart in Salisbury.
Yes, he was up in, I think, in Stockbridge last week, back down now to Salisbury on Thursday the 14th. And so we mentioned it last week as well. Yeah, he's a wonderful guy, New York Times best-selling author. He is a real raconteur. I can guarantee if you go to one of his talks, particularly about this new book of his, which is called The Perfectionists, How Precision Engineers Created the Modern World, I can tell you, you will certainly enjoy it. He is just a lovely guy. And it's a history book, which is both an homage to the people who built our world that we live in at the moment, but it's also a bit of a warning about the future as well. So fascinating. So that's at 6 o'clock at the White Hart Inn in Salisbury.
Now, June 14th through the 17th, coming up at St. James Place in Great Barrington, Shakespeare's The Tempest, a musical.
Yeah. I had to laugh when I saw this, because I've never seen The Tempest done as a musical. But then I thought, well, actually, it really could well work. So the Ghost Lit Repertory Company Theatre is actually presenting this original adaptation. It had its world premiere workshop in spring 2016. And now they're going to see it fully staged. It's going to be a world premiere, fully staged event at St. James's Place in Great Barrington. So I think it sounds really fascinating. And if you like Shakespeare and you like musicals, this is an opportunity to see them really well done. So that it starts Thursday the 14th and it runs through Sunday. So do have to check out the times on their website.
14th through the 18th in Hudson. It's Out Hudson Pride Weekend.
Yeah, there is an amazingly long weekend full of tremendous events. There's a big Pride parade, which is superhero themed. There's a boat cruise. There's a women's tea dance. There are family activities, authors events, drag shows, dance parties, cabarets and more. But I actually wanted to mention one specific situation I think is absolutely fascinating. Sarah McBride is going to be the Grand Marshal, and her story is really fascinating. She's a progressive activist, and currently she's the National Press Secretary at the Human Rights Campaign, which is, I guess, the U.S. largest LGBTQ civil rights organization. And Sarah first made national headlines when at the end of her term as the student body president of the American university, she came out publicly as transgender in the student newspaper. Well, that was just the start, because she went on to intern in the Obama White House, the first openly trans woman to do so. And after she graduated from college, she helped lead a very successful effort to pass gender identity non-discrimination protections in Delaware. She then went on in 2016, and she made tremendous history to do this. She became the first openly transgender person to address a major party convention. Anyway, this is just the start, because she then has written a book which is called Tomorrow Will Be Different, which really chronicles her journey as a transgender woman, from coming out to a family and school and at school and being part of the community. But also she talks about and writes about this heartbreaking romance with her late husband. And it just is an amazing story. By the way, she's only about 28 years old. So she's packed an immense amount into it. Now, people will get a chance over the weekend of Hudson Pride weekend to actually meet her and hear her talk, because on Saturday, June the 16th at 11 o'clock, she's going to be in the Hudson Area Library talking about her life, talking about her book. I have heard her, because she actually talked to Terry Gross on Fresh Air a while back, and I happened to listen to the interview. It really was absolutely fascinating. Fantastic opportunity to meet somebody in our area who, you know, has packed an immense amount into only a few years. As I say, she's only about 28 years old. Anyway, that's all starting Thursday, June the 14th, and you do have to go to their website. You can get there via ruralintelligence.com for all the events and the times.
On the 15th in North Adams at Mass MoCA, the Campus Story Publishing Community Book Sale.
Yeah, now, I don't know how many people know about this, but Story Publishing, which is actually on the Mass MoCA campus in North Adams, is considered the leading publisher of books on hands-on living. They have 669 titles currently in print, and it's all based in our area. Anyway, they are celebrating 35 years in business, and they're having this enormous community book sale, and it's all at the Mass MoCA campus. They will have discounts on books that span topics from gardening, farming, raising animals, to health, to well-being, cooking, crafts, kids' activities, absolutely everything. Check out their website and you'll get an idea of the books they publish. And the other thing is that there will be a real opportunity to meet the company's editors, the designers, their marketers, and their salespeople, because a lot of them will be at the event as well. So that's Friday, June the 15th. It starts at 11 o'clock in the morning. And because we thought it was so important, we have written a story about this on Rural Intelligence this week. So do go to Rural Intelligence, read the story, and you can link through to all the events and how to get there. As I say, it starts. It's Friday, June 15th.
Now, on June 15th, it's actually the third annual Summer Front Porch Concert Series starting up. Red Hook Rocks at Red Hook Public Library.
Yeah. This has been a real success over the last 2 years. So I'm really pleased they're bringing it back for a third summer. It kicks off with live music from Lanny Bold, Tom Starris, Jan Ross, Denise Jalbert, Ethan Campbell. And the whole idea is you take your blanket or lawn chairs and picnic dinners, and you can sit in front of the sit on the lawn in front of the library and relax. The library is going to provide lemonade and shade tents as well. It starts at 5 o'clock on Friday, June the 15th, at Red Hook Public Library.
Very interesting event going on in Tanglewood on the 15th. Roger Daughtry with the Boston Pops and the Who's Tommy.
Yeah. They've done this before. It is absolutely fantastic. I thought you'd be singing Who Plays a Mean Pinball. It's the kickoff to the Tanglewood season. It's in the Kusevitsky Music Shed. It's going to be a massive event. If the weather's great, I think this will be a fantastic Friday night out. Tommy is an amazing musical. It's being played live by the Boston Pops. Roger Daltrey will be there performing as well. All kicks off at 8 o'clock, and I'm sure we'll be talking about lots of other events at Tanglewood in the next few days, or even later in a few minutes as well.
I'm always partial to Uncle Ernie, to be quite honest with you. Okay, June 15th, let's move to Hudson, New York, at Triform Camp Hill.
Yeah, not many people will know about Triform Camp Hill, but it is a wonderful facility and organization as well. And basically, at the camp, there's a mix of about 110 people spanning many, many generations and cultures and ranges of ability. The key to it all is the 40 young adults there who have social, mental, and physical disabilities. And they live and work side by side with a full-time volunteer residential staff and the staff's families. And it's a 500-acre biodynamic organic farm, and it's all in the Hudson area. And what I'm saying is that really Triform is a model of care where young people with autism, with Down syndrome, with other developmental and neurological disabilities are able to participate in a dignified and purposeful way with work. They can make contributions to the well-being of everyone in their community. So it really is lovely. So basically, Triform is changing the way we understand and appreciate the capabilities of people with special needs. So it's a lovely event. And on Friday, June the 15th, Jonathan Brook is going to be performing there with the Triform Bell Choir in a benefit concert for Triform Camp Hill. So if you'd like to support a wonderful organization and find out more about it, this is your opportunity. It all kicks off at 7 o'clock on Friday, June 15th.
15th and 16th, Spencertown Academy Arts Center has their annual Hidden Gardens event.
Yeah, the gardens are getting into full bloom, and this is your opportunity to visit some of them in the Columbia County area. So we've talked about this event on previous years. The big event is on Saturday the 16th. There are six private gardens in this Hidden Gardens event. It's a self-guided tour. You can pick up the details and go around yourself. You don't have to go with a particular organizer. They've included the gardens of the Edna St. Vincent Millay house steepletop this year as well. It's just down the road from Spencertown in Austerlitz. And on Friday night, June the 15th, they do kick off with a Twilight in the Garden cocktail party. This year it's in the gardens of Meg and Bill Stratton, who have an 1845 Greek Revival house on Route 7 there in the heart of Spencertown. So if you're a garden fanatic, as I know my wife is, it's a real opportunity to check out other people's gardens and see what they're doing and pinch their ideas and be stimulated to get out into your own garden as well. So that's the cocktail parties on June the 15th, and then the whole Saturday is this self-guided tour of these different gardens.
We will move on to the Wasaic Project, their summer benefit coming up on June 16th, the 10th annual.
Yeah, the Wasaic Project really has made a massive difference to the town of Wasaic. It's a wonderful, wonderful organization, and they've done so much good. And on the Saturday, the 16th, they're having their summer benefit. It includes a summer exhibition, which is called Change of State at Max and Mill. And there are all sorts of art prizes to be won, and there's going to be various raffles and a chance to enjoy beer and cocktails and food from Trough Catering. I love that one, Trough Catering. Anyway, if you're in the Wassaic area, definitely a fun day on Saturday. It starts at 5 o'clock in the evening and runs till late, actually.
On the 16th, it's time for the opening gala for Jacob's Pillow.
Yeah, we'll be there. It's going to be a massive year this year. All sorts of wonderful cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, and there'll be. And I know there are really some exciting pop-up performances this year. The stage performances include Efrat Ashri's dance, a tribute to Carmen de la Lavadat. There's going to be a world premiere choreographed by Anabel Lopez Oca. The 2018 dance awardee at Jacob's Pillow is Faye Driscoll, and she's going to be there as well. So there's going to be a big dinner, and then of course the big thing is the after party dance with live music is always a great event. It kicks off at 5 o'clock in Beckett on Saturday, June the 16th.
Next stop, Clark Art.
Yeah, well, we've just been talking about dance, and Clark, on Sunday, June the 17th, the Scottish company Janice Claxton Dance is going to be there, and they are having their US debut with a whole series of little pop-up duets from called Fragments of Love. Anyway, it's a series of 5-minute site-specific contemporary dance duets, and it's all based around the theme of love, and it's designed for big public spaces. So it's absolutely perfect for Clark Art. And I can tell you, because I've actually come across this Janice Claxton dance before, that they are really great fun. They're thrilled to be coming to America. I think that we don't see many Scottish contemporary dance companies over here, so this will be great fun. It's at 2 o'clock at Clark Art on Sunday, June the 17th.
And we've got a couple of great concerts on the 17th to talk about, going from Stephen Stills and Judy Collins over to none other than Annie DeFranco.
Yeah, let's finish this week, which is going to be exhausting. Back to Tanglewood, the Koussevitzky Music Shed again. As you say, Stephen Stills is going to be there with Judy Collins on Sunday, June the 17th. They are joining the forces for the first tour together. This is the first, yeah, I find that amazing. Anyway, apparently it's the first time they're together on tour. They obviously have a fantastic back catalogue of songs that they will be drawing from. But they also had a 2017 album they put together, so they will be definitely using that. So you have a chance to share stories. They're going to be talking as well, so there'll be all sorts of opportunities for them to chat to people from the stage as well. Anyway, it's at 2:30 at Tanglewood on June the 17th. And then if you don't get a chance to that, you can still go to see Annie DeFranco at the Mahewi in Great Barrington on that evening as well. That's at 7 o'clock in the evening. She's on her Rise Up tour to promote her latest album called Binary. So that's at the Mahewi, 7 o'clock on Sunday, June the 17th.
And there we go, another very busy weekend. Mark, we'll speak to you again next week.
Lovely. I shall look forward to it, Marshall.